What kind of person climbs 3,000 feet without a rope?
I definitely feel fear the same as anybody else when I think I'm actually in danger. The difference is that I'm able to differentiate when I'm truly in danger versus when I'm just having sort of an irrational fear response.
That's Alex Honnold, the guy who just stunned the world by free soloing El Capitan.
No wall is difficult the whole way. And so in the easy parts, I think about anything. You know, I think about the view, I think about when I'm going to eat lunch. The same way like when you're out jogging, your mind wanders and you think about your day. When I get to the harder sections, that's where I really focus. And then my mind empties and I just perform. When it's going well, I mean, it definitely feels beautiful. It's awe-inspiring in like the actual definition of the word, the grandeur. I mean, it's just a real sense of awe. I mean, I'm willing to wager I spend more time thinking about death than the average person. Just because, you know, I'm in those kinds of situations all the time, and it does happen in the community, you know, from time to time. I don't think I have any particularly profound thoughts about it, just that, you know, an acceptance that everybody's going to die. And so you may as well do your best before then.
Alex Honnold is the world's best free soloist. He's one of my very best friends. But I think that he pretty easily discounts the uncontrollable risks, which is scary to me. I mean, it's a little bit like watching a friend play Russian roulette.
Tommy Caldwell is another top climber. He's the guy who free climbed the Dawn Wall a couple of years ago, which is an even harder section of El Capitan. Now, Tommy usually climbs with ropes. Alex doesn't, which makes things complicated. Tommy was actually in Yosemite helping Alex prepare in secret for that rope-free solo, and Steve Paulson caught up with him just a few days later. Tommy had clearly been thinking about his own relationship with risk. For himself, he says he's always considered climbing without ropes selfish, reckless, and stupid.
Yeah, I definitely have said that at times. I look at Alex and, you know, it's this funny thing, like you admire it because people who live life without fear, there's something very appealing about that. But if you take into account the people that love you, it is those things. It's reckless, selfish, and stupid. Yeah, so I just consider that a lot. How far should we take this world of risk? You know, I call Alex kind of like my drug dealer in a way. He's like he's my pusher of risk. He's the guy that takes me out there and convinces me to do stuff that I probably shouldn't be doing. And it's always so fun. That's the problem. We go out into these mountains and I would just come back being like, oh, that was the most amazing experience, but I really shouldn't do that.